This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Is it fair to say Javonte Williams and his rehab has flown under the radar just a little bit?
Yes. When you draft a running back, as they have, and you're coming off the type of season last year, which, by the way, I'm not going to call heroic, but was one hell of an effort by Javonte Williams just to get back onto the field. And maybe we should appreciate the effort and the energy and the focus and the grit and determination that this guy had just to get back on the field at all. But he didn't perform, and it always boils down to performance, and we get it, and he gets it. He didn't perform in the same fashion. He was not the same back as he had been the year before. He wasn't. So, yes, it's flown a little under the radar for a couple of different reasons, but it's going to be a key component now moving forward.
So, how is Javonte looking in practice, Sean?
He's been looking good. I think historically speaking, when you talk to the experts, they say, you know, the complete heels finishes at 2 years. Obviously, you begin playing before then. But he's been doing well. He's in shape. I know that he's looking forward to the challenge last year, really, is when you think about it, even in training camp, it was still early enough in the process where it was hard for him, to go full speed with confidence. And yet, you know, we were building kind of and getting him where he was, where we all felt comfortable that he could play. And so I think he's looking forward to this year and certainly the confidence in his health and the strength of his knee.
Rookie season, 4.4 yards per carry. Last season, 3.6 yards per carry. He is back at what yards per carry?
I'll give him 4.1. I think he's going to be an effective player. I don't think he'll be used in I don't think he'll be used as much. I think there'll be less tread off the tire, and I think he can be an effective player.
The one thing that he did not have the opportunity to do last season at the level that he is used to playing at, specifically his rookie season, is being near 100% behind the current offensive line.
Yes, that's a good point. And Sean said something interesting. I agree. Mentally, he was never able to play at full speed with confidence.
When you played college baseball,
yes,
did you ever suffer an injury that made you think?
Yes.
So?
You constantly... No, it's not like you constantly, but you guard against it.
You don't want it to happen again.
Yes. And so you think about if I'm extended this way or that way, or if I've got to make a throw going against my body, or there are just certain times that you don't think about it all the time, but you all of a sudden you're in a situation. It's like, oh my God, is this going to work? And it's like a fleeting thought. But you don't have confidence. It does take time. And obviously, I'm not comparing myself in any shape or fashion to these guys at the professional level. I mean, that's a fool's errand. But I get it. How could he have played at full speed with confidence?
Right.
Even a guy like Javonte Williams, who was obviously grinding to get back as quickly as possible. I get it. It just didn't quite work. It wasn't there for him. I will be interested to see what this running back room looks like with Estime and with Williams and probably Jaleel McLaughlin.
I'll be curious to see what this locker room looks like in terms of leaders, mm-hmm. specifically defensively. It was Justin Simmons. He is no longer here. Peyton was asked about it, ironically. A guy who plays the same position has been stepping up, P.J. Locke and Baron Browning. Pat Surtain, he's Champ Bailey, quiet leader. Champ Bailey didn't say a lot, but you could always approach him. Pat Surtain is the same way. From your time being around P.J. and Baron, did they appear to you as vocal leaders that really every team needs? I know sometimes people will say, well, you don't have to be vocal to be a leader. Well, for starters, you have that in Pat Surtain.
Right.
You need someone to say stuff.
Yeah. I mean, people just flippantly refer to it as you don't need the rah-rah stuff. Every now and then, you do need someone.
You need somebody.
I think you need someone that can metaphorically grab you by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, get your ass in gear.
Right.
Or collectively talk to a team like that.
I think there are three types of leaders. One, the silent leader. Your Pat Surtain and your Champ Bailey.
Walk softly, carry big stick.
Right. Then you have your vocal guys. Mm-hmm. Aqib Talib, Chris Harris. Those type of guys. And then you have the guys who are in between, who you can make the case their message as a leader is the most powerful. And that was Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas did not talk a lot, but when he did, for what his teammates told me, the room stopped.
Yeah. DeMarcus Ware was another guy that was a very...
He was a hands-on leader.
Yeah.
Like you would see...
Right.
You would see him working out after practice with the offensive linemen, with the defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And sometimes leaders aren't the type of guys that will go out of their way in their spare time to help other players. That isn't necessarily leadership, but I suppose that's another kind. Peyton Manning would work with guys extra, but he would also get in guys' kitchens if they didn't do what they needed to do.
Yeah. Peyton Manning is the type of leader that you're scared of.
Well said.
Scared of disappointing. Just basically, he has that much respect and your attention.
The term I use is this. Respected and liked. Mm-hmm. Respected and liked to me were John Elway, Joe Montana, guy you and I covered.
Sure.
Tom Brady. Respected and feared, that's Aaron Rodgers. That is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Although Manning is liked certainly by more than a handful of guys in the locker room, and certainly Aaron Rodgers has his own guys. But feared is a big thing. And that's why I contend the respected and feared, those guys don't win as many Super Bowls.
Interesting.
Aaron Rodgers has won one.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, I'm sorry, won one and a half. The first one he won.
Yeah.
The second one, it was all about the defense. I'm not going to fault him for that. He came in at the end of the season. And let's be honest here, with his presence coming in that San Diego game was a very big deal. But when you look at how the offense did with him in the playoffs, it was less than impressive. But he did enough.
He altered the expectations of an offense that obviously didn't perform at the Super Bowl level. But, man, it set the table for some of the success that they had.
Coming up after the break, Carl Mecklenburg, Broncos Ring of Famer, is going to join us on the show next. What does he think of his new Ring of Fame teammates, who ironically were his teammates actually on the field? And how encouraged is he by the Peyton-Nicks marriage? That's next. You got the music in you. One dance left. This world is gonna
pull through. Don't give up. You got a reason. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickups, trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Let's go out to the hotline. I want to bring in Broncos Ring of Famer Carl Mecklenburg. His segment is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. If you need stem cell therapy for joint pain, hair loss, or you might want to lose some weight, Beyond Stem Cells can do all of that and more. Go to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or give them a call. 1-833-720-STEM. With that, good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you?
Well, I'm guessing you were really great yesterday when you found out a couple of your teammates are going into the Ring of Fame. Steve Foley, Riley Odoms. What were they like as players? What were they like as people?
Well, I never got to know Riley very well. He doesn't attend a lot of the alumni stuff, and he was done before I got there. But I certainly played with Steve Foley, and have gotten to know him through the years as alumnus, and a great guy. I mean, and wonderful player. I mean, the era he played in, where they ran the ball probably 2/3 of the time and threw it 1/3 of the time, he's still the leading interceptor for Bronco history. Just a really smart, good player. Actually played quarterback in college.
Yep.
So he understood offenses and where they were trying to go with the ball, and had good hands. If I didn't have the hands of a nose guard, I'd have had a lot more interceptions too.
Well, what about the hands of a defensive lineman, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, defensive end? Did you have any of those types of hands?
No, just a nose guard.
Was it surprising to you that a guy who has led the franchise in interceptions forever, it seems like, why it took so long for him to get into the Ring of Fame?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. And sometimes people kind of slip through the cracks. The Hall of Fames, the Ring of Fames, the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. There's always people that it just baffles me that they're not in, and then others that baffle me that are in. And I don't know. It's all in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
One more quick thing before we move on to the current Broncos. You were a guy who consistently got to the quarterback. You know how hard it is to get a quarterback sack. The one thing that has puzzled me for a long time is this. Elvis Dumervil finished his career with the Broncos averaging 10.5 sacks per game. To me, that is the most puzzling omission to the Ring of Fame year after year. Are we on the same wavelength here or no?
Yeah. Again, a lot of times it's not on the field stuff; it's off the field stuff. Mm. I mean, I don't know what happened when Elvis moved on and took the big check, but I think there were hurt feelings somewhere that hopefully that'll get straightened out. And that happens. I mean, I know with Riley Odoms, my understanding is it didn't end well, the organizations don't forget that kind of stuff sometimes.
Carl, Eric pointed it out in the first hour. I called you the greatest Swiss Army knife in the history of the Denver Broncos and maybe the National Football League. You played so many different positions at such a high level. If given your choice, what position would you have played the most consistently throughout your career?
You know, I love playing edge rusher.
Yeah.
They didn't even call it that back then, but that's basically what they had me doing on pass rush situations, 2-minute drill, that type of stuff. And that, I felt like that was probably my most natural position. Inside linebacker was great. I enjoyed that because you could be involved in every play. Wherever the ball's going, you got a chance to be involved, and so they couldn't run away. There was a short period of time in my career, less than a year, where I played outside linebacker exclusively, they could just run the other way, and they often did. So I just was it was a great game, but I didn't get any minuses on the scorecard, but I also didn't get any tackles or really wasn't involved.
We are talking with Carl Mecklenburg. His segment is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. If you need stem cell therapy for joint pain, hair loss, or you want to lose weight, Beyond Stem Cells can do all of that and more. Go to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or give them a call, 1-833-720-STEM. So you just mentioned the position that you would have liked to have played primarily was to get to the quarterback. You had a clause in your contract many, many years ago where incentives were based on sacks, yet you didn't get those prerequisite number of sacks. Tell us about the conversation that you had with the late Pat Bowlen about that.
Well, you know, Pat was pretty special. Pat was a guy that would do whatever he could for you if he felt like you were doing the same for the organization. I was actually brought in as a third down pass rusher in my last year. They got through training camp. I didn't have a contract. They got through training camp and they didn't have anybody who was really pressuring the quarterback. So they signed me, and my contract was based on pass rush numbers. That first week of the regular season, the guy they had replaced me with at inside linebacker got hurt, and so I played inside linebacker the whole season. I got to the end of the year, retired, went in to say to thank Pat for all he'd done for me, and first he tried to talk me into coming back, and after that he said, Carl, you know, if you'd have played edge rusher at the level you played inside linebacker, you'd have made all these incentives, and he handed me an incentive check going out the door.
That's so cool.
So that's who Pat Bowlen was as a man. As a football man, what would he say about today's Broncos over the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 years? And what do you think would be different if Pat was still the owner of this team?
Yeah, Pat understood the dynamics of a team. There has to be clarity and consistency in ownership, a real understanding of what the cornerstones of the organization were. Under Pat, it was winning championships and serving Bronco country. It's real simple. Those two things. If you were there for those things, if he felt like you were a positive side of that, he would do whatever he could for you. If you didn't, he'd find you work elsewhere. that was his thing, and that was expected. I don't know if you remember, but every time the season was coming around, or they're in OTAs or training camp or somewhere, some reporter would ask him, you know, what's your record going to be this year? 16-0. Right. I mean, it was very didn't matter what happened last year. We're 16-0 this year. So that commitment, we were there to prepare to win each game. There was no question about that. It was clear. It was consistent. Even if we were out of the playoffs, you know, you were nicked or injured or whatever, that you were still going to play. And we were there to prepare to win each game. And the other thing was, he was connected, and that was clear and consistent. He knew your wife's name. He knew everybody in that building. He was on site. He was on the practice field. He was in the training room. He was in the weight room. He was everywhere. He was involved, and he was connected. And to me, those three things, the cornerstones of the organization, the commitment to the organization, and being connected the way he was to his players, to everybody in that building, made the difference. When you have a committee running the team that, you know, you got one guy who's kind of the figurehead, and the rest of them, you don't even know who they are. And it's been like that for too long. That doesn't work. There has to be accountability. There has to be somebody who is the boss, and that was Pat.
And hopefully they have tried to recreate this now with the Walton Penner Group. We'll have to wait and see how that leadership dynamic continues to evolve. But Carl, I'm curious about your take on year two now of Sean Payton. Direction of the franchise, temperament of the guy leading it. Do they have the right mix? Where do you see this thing now?
I'm excited for him, truthfully. I mean, I played under Dan Reeves for 9 years. It was my way or the highway with Dan Reeves. No question about that. But again, it was clear and it was consistent and you knew where you stood and it didn't change. That's the thing. You can't draft people for one coach's system and throw him out and then bring in another coach and then draft people for his system and throw him out. And it just over and over and over. And you never have that match of the guys that fit the system and the coach. The commitment they've made to Sean and his, I guess, maturity and understanding of what he needs and who he needs, I think ultimately is going to turn into a real good football team.
I'm a big believer of game recognizes and appreciates game. You certainly have game. Who's the defender on this Broncos defense that catches your eye and that you follow and that you admire?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know at this point that there's anybody that I would say that about.
Okay.
The game has changed so much from when I played. I mean, it was our job was to knock each other out. now that's frowned on. I mean, basically, it was a much more physical, just knock down, drag out, last man standing kind of thing in the past. And I don't see that with this group. I think they're going to have challenges defensively this year, basically because they released their three captains. They released the guys that made the calls at the line of scrimmage. And you know, obviously Russell Wilson was the offensive guy, but when you release Simmons and you release the inside linebacker Josie Jewell that was making all the calls and making all the adjustments and doing the things that need to be done on the playing field, you're starting over there. That's a tough place to start over.
We're talking with Carl Mecklenburg. His segment is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. I want to ask you about them. You have done stem cell therapy in the past with all of the injuries that you sustained. Why are you going to Beyond Stem Cells?
Beyond Stem Cells is great. I was fortunate to meet John and talk to him about my history with stem cell injections. I was 265 pounds. I couldn't work out anymore. My knees hurt all the time. I couldn't sleep. It was hard to drive any distance. I needed to either have replacements or try the stem cell thing. And I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I gave it a shot and I was amazed at the difference. I'm down to my playing weight again. I'm 238. I ran 3 miles yesterday. and this was 6 years ago. I went in and visited Beyond Stem Cells, brought my wife. We're both going to get treatments. But the thing that I found amazing about them is they weren't running 100 people through all the time. You weren't in line. They actually were paying attention to you, wanted to see your medical records. It wasn't just this like a shot clinic or something. It was amazing to me to see how the personal attention we and the couple other patients I saw while I was in there got from the organization. So I was excited about it. I'm really proud to be on some of the commercials and represent them, and I'm excited about the possibilities for. I've had 18 football-related surgeries. I've been through it. 10 on my knees, but a whole bunch of other things. And to have the opportunity to do regenerative medicine, I mean that to me is the gold standard. You're not taking out pieces of your body. You're replacing pieces.
So for those that are dealing with joint pain, why is Beyond Stem Cells the place they need to go, and how do you think Beyond Stem Cells can help them?
Yeah, you know, first of all, if you're here in the metro area, having a local station, a local place where when there's a problem, you can go back without buying an airline ticket. Back in the day, it wasn't that way, right. For sure. And they're understanding. I mean, they've been at it for a long time. They've had a lot of people come through. They've got a way back in the day when I had mine done, it was through a chiropractor. They have an actual orthopedic doctor on site and someone that is in charge. And understands what's going on, and they have lots of possibilities, lots of different things they can do for you. It's not just a one trick pony. There's lots of ways they can do things.
Yeah, and by the way, I've lost over 15 pounds through Beyond Stem Cells.
You look marvelous, by the way.
And I would say that, like you, I'm at my playing weight, but I never played, so I'm at weight is the best way to put it. I mean, I'm not ready to play all seven positions on the front seven. Quite frankly, I don't think I'm heavy enough to be a kicker. But even so, I'm at my weight, not my playing weight.
There you go. There's something somewhat rewarding about that to me, anyway.
And
it just feels better when you can move again, and when you have the joint issues that I have, the thing that limits. In my mind, anyway, the thing that limits you is pain. And when that pain is gone, all of a sudden you can build the muscle structure around the joints and stabilize the joints. And for me, that opportunity to stabilize my knees and not have the pain in my knees all the time has just made my whole life better. I mean, if you're in pain, yeah. Go check them out. It's really an amazing procedure and simple. You know, you just go in and you get it done.
Yep. You limp in and then walk out. Pretty good process, right?
Right. Yeah. All of a sudden you're straighter, so your back doesn't hurt, your ankles don't hurt. Everything is all connected that way.
Right. I mean, I don't know your height, but you may walk in at 6'1", but you walk out at your playing height at 6'3", 6'4", right?
It's truthfully, you just all of a sudden your posture is better. Everything's better.
Right. Hey, Carl, thanks so much for your time. Tell Kathy I say hello.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Eric.
See you, Carl. Beyond Stem Cells. Go check them out. Give them a call, 1-833-720-STEM, or check them out at beyondstemcellsdenver.com. Coming up after the break, see you. I don't know if FanDuel likes them. I don't know if Vegas likes them. Television networks love them. We'll tell you why next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. Reach us. Roller Auctions. Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Siltahar Mazda in Broomfield. Great weekend to go for a test drive. You drive a Mazda, checks every box. I'm talking about affordability, reliability, fuel economy, luxury, durability. You're going to get great financing as well on many of their models. Go to Broomfield today for a test drive. Check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for the final word.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
National Networks, they are in love with the Colorado Buffaloes, North Dakota State, ESPN, Nebraska, NBC, Colorado State, CBS. Then you have Oklahoma State, ABC. Am I missing any networks?
No, you pretty much checked the box.
Yeah.
Have you got True TV in there?
I don't. Yeah, well, TNT will soon be doing college football.
Yeah.
I don't think Charles Barkley will be part of the broadcast.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, I mean, good for CU, good for Deion Sanders, as long as there's a reason to watch, right? I mean, Shador Sanders is going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. Travis Hunter is
a Heisman Trophy candidate.
A Heisman Trophy candidate and one of the most, intriguing talents in all of college football. And then you've got the Deion Sanders factor, which is real.
How many wins do the Buffs need to have for either guy to be invited to New York? I mean,
seven.
I think that's about right.
Seven.
Seven or eight. You got to make a bowl game.
Yeah, you've got to be a...
Now, granted, John Elway was invited to New York in 1983, and his team won five games.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Hornung won it, and they were under 500 from Notre Dame. So, I mean,
what were the odds on him winning?
I don't know. Probably pretty good.
But bum. Did you get the reference?
Since he bet on it.
Thank you. You got that.
He and Alex Karras.
Right.
You know.
Right. Tim Donaghy. He bet on it.
For Alex Karras. Gave us his role as Mongo in Blazing Saddles.
Ah, but he was also a terrific sitcom actor as well.
What was the show that he was in?
I don't know. It was a one name thing.
Yeah.
Was he an elf or
no,
Alf?
No, he wasn't. I can't remember. But
Webster.
He was. Yeah, and he was fairly accomplished as an actor.
Yeah.
But he was a damn good football player too.
Yeah. Who's a better actor, Jim Brown or him, Alex Karras?
I think Alex Karras.
You think?
I don't know.
What about Merlin Olsen?
Ooh, man. Little House on the Prairie? Come on now.
That's a show I didn't watch.
Me neither, ever.
Me neither.
Not one time.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Merlin Olsen was a really good broadcaster, too.
Yeah.
I thought he was an underrated...
He and Dick Enberg.
Yeah, he was an underrated analyst. That defense. Fearsome foursome, man.
Yeah.
That's when defenses were named, damn it. They had nicknames.
That's when defenses could do whatever they wanted to do.
You could rip someone's head off.
And the quarterback would be called for the penalty.
Sure.
Right. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Betting odds are out for the NBA Finals, and the Colorado Rockies have won their third straight home series. We'll talk about it when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, Government Fleet Vehicles Auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the NBA Finals is set as the Dallas Mavericks will be taking on the Boston Celtics. Boston is favored by 6.5 in Game 1 and have -230 odds to win the series. Although the Mavericks have been underdogs in the previous two series against the Thunder and Timberwolves, respectively, and were able to get out of those series. So how do you see this Game 1 and the series playing out?
I get why the Celtics are favorites. Fine. I don't have a tremendous confidence one way or the other, which means that I see this thing fairly even. I hope that we get a pretty good series out of this, because we didn't get very good series in either one of the finals, even though Indiana essentially blew two or three games in that series. They still ended up getting swept, and just five games in the series between Dallas and Minnesota. So here's to a good, competitive, well-played, tight series for the NBA Finals, because frankly, the sport needs it.
Okay, a couple of things. One, is Porzingis going to play? And when is he going to play?
I think he is going to play.
Okay. With that, what did we say about the Timberwolves series? You have Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels. Those two guys have the opportunity to slow down Kyrie Irving and Doncic. How did that work out?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Derek White and Drew Holiday
taking
their shot at that backcourt of Irving and Doncic. I think how they go defensively is how the Celtics go in this particular series.
Good take.
Bruce, you mentioned the conference finals. First time since 2017 that neither conference final went longer than five games.
Isn't that something? It was remarkable. And the thing is that there were elements of both series that were pretty entertaining. I mean, there were close games and things of that nature, but it ended up just being weird that only one game. I mean, the teams that won were 8-1. I mean, that's nuts.
Well, it sounds like two freight trains.
Yeah.
Going at a high speed, going head to head.
I think Dallas is playing better than Boston, though. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. We'll see. Be fun.
All righty. Just in case you missed it, the Rockies won their series over the Cleveland Guardians with a 7-4 victory on Thursday. The win was spearheaded by a 6-run second inning, which included a 2-run homer from Brendan Rodgers. Colorado's now 13-14 at Coors Field. Is it kind of surprising that they're just a win away from reaching 500 at home?
Yes, when you stop to consider the way that this season started, the fact that they're getting any kind of traction and currency out of it is pretty remarkable. Ty Block, kind of a thumbing left-handed pitcher, was fantastic in his start against the Guardians in the rubber game. Another really good, somewhat unexpected starting pitching effort by the Rockies, who are playing pretty damn good baseball now, not just for the last week or the last 2 weeks, but essentially for now for the last 3 weeks. They've had a good month of May. Let's see how June works out.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, the Florida Panthers are now one win away from making their second straight Stanley Cup final after a 3-2 victory over the Rangers in MSG. For the first time since Game 1, the teams didn't need overtime to decide the game. Would it be cool to see redemption for the Panthers after losing to Vegas last year?
Yeah, I suppose. I think Florida's kind of a likable team. You like their fans because they don't get
all ornery on you.
Right.
Unlike Rangers fans.
Right.
I think Florida is probably a more likable team. I mean, so you kind of, because they're so benign in the sense that they're not that crazy hockey town.
Right. Well, yeah. And New Yorkers make any sport crazy.
And their arena is absolutely nowhere near South Beach.
No.
It's far away.
It's up near Fort Lauderdale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like way north.
They could never be called the Miami Panthers because they're closer to Fort Lauderdale than they are Miami. Right.
That's what I thought.
So they are truly the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, come on, Florida. Florida, Edmonton, how's that float your boat for a final?
I would love to see again Connor McDavid.
I know. That would be the reason to watch it, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
Although Dallas could pull the daily double.
I'm not doubting them.
Yep.
I'm not.
All right. Going back to the finals.
And those fans are fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
Going back to the finals for a little bit, we've got a couple of weird instances. We've got Kyrie Irving playing his former team. We've got Kristaps Porzingis also playing his former team. And we've got Jason Kidd trying to win as both a player and a coach for the same franchise. Which would be kind of the most cool outcome in this series?
Can you give that list again, please?
Yeah, so we've got Kyrie Irving, who's playing the Celtics, who we played with for two seasons.
Right.
We've got Kristaps Porzingis playing against the Dallas Mavericks, potentially, if he's healthy, who he played with for 3.5 years.
Right.
And we've got Jason Kidd, who won a title with the Mavs in 2011 as a player and is now trying to help them win as a coach.
Jason Kidd.
I'm going to go with Jason Kidd, too. To me, that is probably the most interesting element. I've always been a Jason Kidd fan way back to Cal. I mean, I loved him as a college player, and I liked his game because he always stayed true to it, didn't try to be something that he wasn't. Just a very, really good player in the NBA. And I think he's a damn good coach, too. Yeah, I'm with you.
The first time that I saw Jason Kidd play was in the McDonald's All-America game, and it was on television. And all I thought was, who is this kid? Because he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. And what years did he play in college? Because I think, because I covered Cal in an NCAA tournament game, and I think he was on that team.
They played KU, and didn't they? I don't know.
I think they did, too.
I think it was Kansas.
And I think that's the game that I covered.
Yeah.
Was that in Chicago?
I can't remember. What year was it? When was he there?
He was at Cal until 1994, I believe he got
there. Yes. Yeah, okay. So it would have been early 90s.
It was at the United Center. You and I were probably at that game together.
Yep.
And fortunately for you, you didn't know me back then.
Well, more fortunate for
Unfortunately for you, you know me now. That is going to do it for us. Brett, growing back that mustache.
No, are you going with it? He is.
He is going with the mustache.
Are you
going
to goatee it, too? You should.
Why don't you goatee it?
Come on, man.
The rest of the facial hair doesn't grow in quite as strong.
Well,
it's a little wispy.
Let's go. Come on, for God's sake.
I got the chin strap going, and I can't get it more up here. You know.
Right now, your mustache looks like a guy from the 1940s who led the Third Reich.
No,
right now,
it does not. Because
it's not wide. It's not wide yet.
Let's not make those comparisons. Let's just say you're a young man, and you're working your facial hair.
How long does it take to get that thing in? Are you looking at a calendar?
No, I'm just trying to switch the camera angle over.
He's trying to do his job.
That last one was 18 months.
18 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You're a patient groomer.
I was about to say, you could have two children by then.
Oh, my God.
That's going to do it for us, Brett and Nigel, and for Bruce. I'll try and do better on Monday. Make it the best possible weekend you can.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.